Hi, I'm Dave Crane and welcome to Turbocharge Your Brand TV. This show is all about weight loss. Why is that? Well, so many people come to me and say, Dave, I love this show, but why can't you do something about me and my weight? You're a hypnotist, you know what it's all about, sort it. So today, that's what this show is all about. Today, we're going to help you understand what causes obesity, how you can counter obesity, and we'll be chatting to lots of different people who can help you to turbocharge your weight, as well as your brand, on this show. How it's affecting you in business, first of all. Now, you may have gone to your wardrobe and opened it recently, and it's full of old suits and clothing that don't fit you anymore. Because you thought, well, could I wear it just this one more time? Or am I going to run the risk of that button popping and everybody being sprayed by, well, me? It's not just that. You know it has a knock-on effect with the way you're treated by your employers. You're not quite that perfect fit for that promotion. Also, your colleagues maybe don't include you in everything they do. And sometimes your clients, there's a little smirk and you worry about people talking about you behind your back, maybe because you're carrying a bit of extra weight. It goes on with long hours. You don't eat properly because you're working so hard. You're working harder than the thin person next to you to prove your point that you're a great worker, but you end up getting stressed and you eat more and you nibble at work and you have long hours of only coffee, cigarettes, and maybe a couple of biscuits, and you starve yourself from breakfast all the way to the end of the day, and then get yourself a burger on the way home. But it's not just a burger, is it? It's a burger plus extra fries, plus extra Coke, because you deserve it. You've supersized your meal because you're starving yourself. And it doesn't help you lose weight at all, does it? Well, not just that. When you do that at work, you're also avoiding the problem. The problem is you and your lifestyle. That's what's affecting your diet, that's what's affecting your weight, and it can lead to all sorts of health issues. So I've already established that it could affect you in business and promotions by carrying that extra weight. But what about the health risks? Well, first of all, heart attack. You've got high blood pressure from all that stress, you're carrying so much weight, that's not good for you. Too much cholesterol in your diet is meaning that you've got fatty heart, and that's leading to all sorts of other potential things. Diabetes, cancer, it can also affect with sleep apnea, making it difficult for you to sleep properly because you keep during the night, there's certain times when you stop breathing. There's also blood clots. There's also the risk of osteoarthritis. There's a number of different things that physically could affect you because you're not eating properly. And of course, get all those things together and it could lead to an early death. Now, we don't want that. So what can we do about it? And why is it that you've tried so hard to lose weight in the past and it's never seemed to work? Let's find out next. First of all, we've got to rectify you doing it on your own. Get an accountability partner. You do it in business, do it in weight loss as well. Then also looking at that third month. That third month when you go, woohoo, I've managed to lose that weight. I'm going to reward myself by having cakes and chocolates and all the stuff that I've been starving myself of. And what happens? You suddenly get a taste for it again. And then you put all the weight back on, worse than it was before, and you feel guilty. Now, all these things create more stress. And that's at the heart of one of the big problems of why people put weight on. They don't eat because they're hungry, they eat because they're emotionally hungry. They've anchored when they feel bored or depressed or sad, they have a nibble. Let's face it, it's a vicious circle. The whole thing is a triangle. You feel depressed, you eat lots of food, you feel happy again, and then you suddenly become depressed again. Eat food, happy, bam, 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 bam. We have to break that cycle, and you have to get to terms of two things, addictions and the difference between being hungry and emotional eating. So I'm going to share with you four different ways of losing weight. First one is diet, next one is exercise, the third one is potential surgery, and the fourth one is using hypnosis and NLP and EFT to change your relationship to food. So now we know that one of the options is dieting, but how do you go about it? And how can you make sure you don't end up having to eat rabbit food? Well, I thought we'd talk to an expert, one of Dubai's top dietitians, Mitten Desarka. She's been working with lots of clients for many years and creating real tangible results. So what do you have to do to lose lose weight. Because let's face it, without that, you're really not turbocharging your brand properly.
That's because most of the crash diets, most of the times, people try to find them over the internet, try to do things on their own. They have not taken professional guidance. A professional will be able to tell you what suits your lifestyle, your medical needs, your activity levels. It has to be doable. If you do anything like a crash diet where, let's say, you're just having a cabbage soup diet or you're having just a grapefruit diet, it is not doable for a long time.
It's horrible.
You might just do it for a week or 2 weeks maybe, and you're going to give up. In those 2 weeks, you might have lost about 4 or 5 kgs. You feel very happy about it, but it all comes back. Yeah, because this is not something that can be done for a long time. It's not lasting, basically. Yeah. So the idea is to plan something, have a slow and steady progress, and do something for your lifestyle. It has to be a lifestyle change, not for 2 weeks or 3 weeks or a month. So crash diets are definitely a big no-no for me.
What would you say is a reasonable amount that people should be looking to lose on a weekly basis? What kind of amount of weight should you be losing on a regular basis?
500 grams to a kg a week is fair enough. So on an average, we're looking at 4 to 5 kgs a month.
So there we are, we've established the fact that maybe you can change your diet, but what about exercise? Let's face it, if you exercise every single day, you can eat what you want, whenever you want, and you'll burn off those calories. But not everyone can do that, and if you ever experienced going to a gym, joining up, paying on your credit card, and then forgetting you were still paying every single month a year later, you just can't find the time. And also, when you go to the gym, it's kind of intimidating unless you look perfect before you go in. You hide in the corner, you get on a machine, you want to be in your own little world, and sometimes the instructors are too busy looking after the golden body people, you know what I mean, and not spending enough time with you. So is there a way that you can actually lose weight in your home or without going to a gym? Absolutely. Katarina Hansen is an expert in fitness, and she uses a special system that allows you with only 16 minutes a day to become a home gym. And you don't even need anything at all. You can do it in your front room. Find out how now and turbocharge your brand TV.
For some reason, people think they need to spend hours at the gym, and if they don't, they will not get the benefit of going to the gym. What I work with now is what we call high intensity interval training. You need 20 minutes a day, 5 to 6 times a week. Everybody can spend 20 minutes doing high intensity interval training. It's hard, but it works. So you don't need the hours of the gym. Okay, here we go. Starting with squats. Stretch your legs. You work hard. You go deep. 90 degrees at least. If your knees are bad, this is enough. But you want to try and go deep. Heart rate up. 3, 2, 1. And stop. This is your rest. Next, push-ups. Thank you. exercise 8 times before you go to the next exercise. Each exercise is going to take you 4 minutes, which means that the whole 4 exercises, 16 minutes. That is all you need. You're going to lose weight.
So there we are, we've looked at a couple of different options of how you can lose weight. For many people, the only option they want to take is surgery, gastric band surgery. Now what does that mean? Well, very simply, imagine this is your stomach, this kind of shape here. What they do is they insert a band around the top of your stomach about the same kind of size as a golf ball, meaning that you've got a little mini stomach at the top of it. Now that band is quite tight, so when you eat, you can feel full a lot earlier. Very effective and very powerful, because if you change your diet so you can eat sort of easy to digest foods, soup type stuff, then it becomes easier for you to become full, and also if it's non-spicy, it won't have any bad effects on you. But sometimes it does, about 20%. Sometimes a band can slip, in which case you need to have an instant operation because it can starve you. There's other complications that can happen from that as well, which I'll let you investigate. So maybe you don't want to have surgery because it's very expensive and it runs a little bit of risk, or maybe you just don't fancy being cut open. What are the options? Well, there's a new treatment called gastric mind band surgery, and that's been pioneered by Martin and Marion Schillen. They started doing this several years ago, and they've now got a waiting list of 6 months for people who travel all the way to their office in Spain. They've also been so successful that they've opened up satellite offices in the US, in Australia, Cyprus, and also in the UK. They've got a 74% success rate. So how does this work? Well, effectively, you trick your subconscious mind into thinking that you've had the band fitted. And as a result of that, you eat less, you lose weight, and you do it over a controlled period of time with no side effects. How cool is that? Let's find out more as we chat to the Schillens on Turbocharge Your Brand TV.
No baby's ever been born fat. An eating disorder, an unhealthy relation with food, is a learned behavior. And we don't just use hypnosis, we use hypnotherapy, we underpin it with CBT and with NLP. We've created their own therapy that's like a catch net, if you like. We're using all of those steps. So we are using hypnosis, as you say, but we're using everything. But we're using hypnosis specifically to change people's thoughts, to just get them to think about things in a more radical way, and to get away from mindless eating into more what we class as mindful eating, really.
And also to develop healthier habits. It's great for helping people to overcome bad habits and to develop much more positive. And our success rate is something in the region of 74% overall, which we think is pretty good. We would love to say that we have 100% success, but you know, we can't guarantee it. Even people who have the actual surgery, they're not guaranteed 100% that it's going to be successful. And obviously, as Martin's just said, they've got all the risks involved as well.
Absolutely. And in terms of the actual amount that people will lose in weight, what kind of levels are we looking at?
It can be anything from just a few kilos up to several, multiples of kilos. The smallest amount of weight that's been involved has been, say, 4 or 5 kilos for a person, and the most has been 60, 70 kilos.
Almost the whole person disappears as a result of using this treatment. That's phenomenal. And for anybody who's interested in getting into using this kind of treatment for themselves, what difference do you think it makes to a person's mentality once they've had the ability to lose weight? Do they get more confidence? Would it help them in their business? What do you say?
I would say that certainly people that come back, they've got their target weight, they're a different person, Dave. They've got energy, they've got confidence, they've got self-esteem, they're empowered to do things. And they've got this, you see it in their face and their eyes, don't you, Mary?
Yeah, and it's, it goes to all areas of their life, their personal life, their work life. They just have so much more confidence everywhere.
Also,
so much more positive mindset about what they can achieve.
It's not just the difference you're making to that person's life. It's that woman, is probably that mother, probably got children, she's got a husband. You know, it impacts on everyone's life going down. It's a ripple effect. Mm.
So what can you do now? Well, Paul McKenna in the UK has got a brilliant system called I Can Make You Thin using hypnosis, NLP and EFT. And he's got four basic rules that when you adopt them, they make a huge difference towards your weight loss problems. First thing is eat whenever you're hungry. I mean it, hungry, not bored, not emotional, hungry. Second thing is eat whatever you want. You probably do have a relatively balanced diet, you're just ignoring it and eating too much of everything. Third thing is eat consciously, chew your food, turn off a television, turn off a radio, do not read a book, concentrate on your food, put down the fork or the knife between each mouthful, chew slowly, so when your body says, you know what, you've eaten enough food, you're able to take note of that and stop eating. Otherwise, you can hijack it and overeat the whole system, and so you finish your plate like our parents taught us to, which is the fourth rule, stop whenever you feel full. Full, not stuffed, not bloated, full. There's a big difference. You can easily get by on having a piece of meat about that size and the carbohydrates, which is rice or potatoes or whatever it is, vegetables around. You don't need a huge meal. You only need to make sure that your body knows when you need to eat. I add an extra rule to that. My fifth rule is make sure that you have faith. You can do it. So many people go into it going, that's not going to work. You can visualize the very end result and work towards that. That's part of life design, and that's what Turbocharge, your brand, is truly all about. have it. Now you know why you haven't been losing weight in the past and how you can turn it all around and start losing weight in the future. If you'd like to know more ways of doing it, then I can help. I've got a system waiting for you called SlimFast NLP on slimfastnlp.com. In that, use timeline therapy, we break your addictions, we help you overcome emotional eating, use EFT to knock out those different things that are forcing you to want to reach for the food and feel so bad about it. We also teach you how to become happy, and more than anything, we do the gastric mind band operation. If you're based in Dubai or the UAE, you should contact me straight away and we'll talk about how we can do this on a one-to-one basis. And it's not just a one-off session, this is something that's a three-month system, a three-month program that'll help you to turn things around.